Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Honey, there's an old Chinese proverb which says, when you're poor, neighbors close by will not come. Once you become rich, you'll be surprised by the visits from relatives afar.
It reminds me of Ecclesiastes 9, verse 15. That's 9:15 in the Living Bible. Then I realized that through wisdom, the wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, if the wise man is poor, he will be despised, and what he says will not be appreciated.
As we were meditating on this verse, I felt led to write the 10 things about being poor or living in lack. Number one, being poor is not God's will for your life.
3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers.
Psalm 23:1 in the Classic Amplified Bible. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack.
And 2 Chronicles 26:5. 2 Chronicles 26:5 says, the last part of it, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our answers.
Yep. Number two, being poor doesn't make you holy.
Amen to that.
It doesn't make you holy any more than being rich makes you a saint. It's the condition of a person's heart, not the balance in their checkbook, that determines whether or not someone is holy.
That's right. Proverbs 21, verse 17. Proverbs 21:17 in the New Living Translation says, those who love pleasure become poor. Those who love wine and luxury will never be rich.
Being poor doesn't make you holy any more than going to Arby's makes you a roast beef sandwich.
My. Here's humor.
Poverty is not to be equated with holiness or righteousness.
Leviticus 20, verse 7 in the Message Bible says, set yourselves apart for a holy life. Live a holy life, because I am God, your God. Do what I tell you. Live the way I tell you. I am the God who makes you holy.
Wow. Number three, being poor won't get you into heaven, nor will it keep you out. Some of the most evil people to ever draw a breath were born poor. The word assures us that the ticket to heaven or the ride up in the rapture will not be determined by whether or not we're poor, nor will being poor keep you out of heaven. Some of the greatest achievers in the world were also born poor. However, poor people are not in a financial position to help fulfill the Great Commission or further kingdom work. So in effect, their poverty can keep other people out of heaven. Our trip to heaven is not determined by whether we are poor or not, but others' trip to heaven may be determined by where we are. Number four, poor thinking is more hazardous to your financial health than actually being poor.
Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Poor thinking is self-perpetuating. Well, it's a self-perpetuating mentality with a fatalistic view of your future financial possibilities. It's a thing that is never going to change. It has that never going to change kind of viewpoint. Some people have that, honey, in their current existence.
What happens is they're not concentrating on the word that does, that you put into action that brings finances your way.
That delivers people.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Being poor doesn't make you a more effective person.
Amen. Number five, being poor does not make you a more effective person.
Yeah, I heard someone say that a poor person has more time to do things effectively. The basic premise of such a statement is totally incorrect. If a poor person could do things more effectively, they wouldn't still be poor. People who work hard become rich. Did I make this up? Nope. It's in the Word of God.
That's right. In Proverbs 10, verse 4 in the New Living Translation, lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich.
However, if you don't work hard, if you just sit back, you will suffer the economic consequences.
Proverbs 24:33-34. In Proverbs 24:33-34 in the Message Bible, a nap here, a nap there, a day off here, a day off there. Sit back, take it easy. Do you know what comes next? Just then, you can look forward to a dirt poor life with poverty as your permanent house guest.
That's pretty clear.
Wow.
Number six, being poor doesn't make you a second class citizen. I remember an article I read by Thomas Sowell, an American economist and commentator whom I greatly respect. He was talking about how poverty is viewed by certain people in the news media. He said, quote, "Even in the United States, most people did not have a telephone or refrigerator as late as 1930. Today, most Americans living below the official poverty level have not only these things, but also a color television, air conditioning, a microwave, and a motor vehicle," end quote. The definition of being poor is totally different than other parts of the world. The World Bank defines poverty as someone living on less than $3 a day. Imagine that. Now, this may seem ridiculous in the United States and other Western countries, but there are over 1 billion people who live on less than a dollar a day.
That's right.
According to Proverbs 22:2, New Living Translation, the rich and the poor, regardless of nationality, have one thing in common.
The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord made them both.
Not only did the Lord make both the rich and the poor, but he is no respecter of persons. Throughout the scripture, we're admonished to seek his wisdom and meditate on his word, so we can experience good success. And of course, Joshua 1:8 spells out how we do it. Read it today. Number seven, being proud of being poor is selfish and self-righteous. I'll always remember the man who, with great pride, told me that all he needed was enough money for himself and his family. I asked if he was serious about that statement, and he emphatically said, yes. I proceeded to tell him that was the most selfish and unscriptural attitude I'd heard in a long time. I reminded him what the scripture says when it tells us to care for the widows and the orphans.
In James 1:27, it says, "Religion that pleases God the Father must be pure and spotless. You must help needy orphans and widows and not let this world make you evil."
Hallelujah. How can you care for the widows and the orphans if you're so broke you can't pick up all the pieces? Turn to the Word, follow the instructions in the Word, and you'll move from where you are to where the Word says you can be.
Eight, being poor isn't permanent if you don't want it to be. I've often said that there is something much worse than being poor. It's having a poor attitude. We've always preached that.
We have, baby.
Being poor is a temporary state. Poor thinking, however, is an attitude that oftentimes has been years in the making, thus filling your subconscious mind or your mental hard drive, as Harold likes to say, with lots of negative and self-limiting thoughts. But God can change the way you think.
But God.
But God.
Can change the way you think. focus on Romans 12 too.
Amen.
Number 9, being poor is expensive.
That's true.
People who are poor are victimized on several levels.
Mm.
It costs money to be poor. Most banks are moving out of inner city neighborhoods.
And check cashing services are moving in.
That's right.
And boy, do they charge exorbitant rates.
I think they exploit poor people with those rates. Poor people seldom have checking accounts. They pay their bills with money orders.
And that costs every time you use it.
And it's cost more than a checking account when it's done month after month.
Exactly.
Sadly, there are people who are taking advantage of the poor. Scripturally speaking, that in itself is not a very smart thing to do. Before we get to this next scripture, let me say this. Banks are moving out. Check services, cashing services are moving in. Do you know who owns check cashing services?
Mm.
Banks.
Sad, and very sad. Amos 8:4-6. Amos chapter 8, verses 4 through 6 in the Message Bible. Listen to this. You who walk all over the weak, you who treat poor people as less than nothing, who say, when's my next paycheck coming so I can go out and live it up? How long till the weekend when I can go out and have a good time? Who give little and take much and never do an honest day's work. You exploit the poor using them, and then when they're used up, you discard them. Kind of like a credit card company who's your best friend until you get behind in your payments.
Yeah. And as I like to say, then they're going faster than Rocky Road ice cream at a July church picnic.
There you go.
Number 10, being poor is a magnet. Without question, your financial attitude will draw to you people who feel the way you do. You're either blessed or cursed by your associations.
Proverbs 13, verse 20 in the Message Bible. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces.
People with negative or sinful behavior will try to bring you down to their level. They will never naturally seek to rise to your level.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, and associations corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character.
By bringing you down, it's the only way they can feel good about themselves.
And this last scripture says, it's in Proverbs 19, verse 4, in the New Living Translation. It says, wealth makes many friends. Poverty drives them all away. It's a mentality.
It is a mentality. Let us say this. If you are poor or feel you're poor, living in lack, get before the Lord and ask him specifically for 7 things. Ask him for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, answers, directions, instructions, and ideas on how to move from where you are to where the Word of God says you can be.
Hallelujah.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. While you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.